With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. It appears President Trump will not be using the military against critical targets in Iran, at least not yet. Earlier Monday, Tehran claimed it wants to sit down and talk with the United States. At the same time, President Trump says he would slap 25% tariffs on nations doing business with Iran, a move that would affect China, the United Arab Emirates, and Turkey. Arizona Democratic Senator Mark Kelly is suing the Pentagon, that over attempts to punish him for his warnings about illegal orders. Thousands of nurses on strike at several New York City hospitals.
The union says about 15,000 nurses are participating in the strike. The strike is hitting during a severe flu season and could potentially force hospitals to transfer patients, cancel procedures, or divert ambulances. It could also put a strain on city hospitals not involved in the contract dispute, as patients avoid the medical centers hit by the strike. Among the nurses' demands are manageable workloads and more workplace security. Hospitals say the union's demands are too costly. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell says Justice Department serving the central bank with subpoenas and threatening it with criminal indictment over his testimony this summer. He says it's a move in response to the agency not caving into the Trump administration.
The threat of criminal charges is a consequence of the Federal Reserve setting interest rates based on our best assessment of what will serve the public, rather than following the preferences of the president. This is about whether the Fed will be able to continue to set interest rates based on evidence and economic conditions, or whether instead monetary policy will be directed by political pressure or intimidation.
And this is SRN News. Correspondent Michael Harrington says more abortion clinics are closing in Pennsylvania.
Planned Parenthood is closing three of its four facilities in the state for lack of personnel, specifically too few nurses. The nation's largest abortion business describes the closings as temporary, but admits that it has no timeline for when the three clinics might be reopened. Local pro-lifers are praying that they never are. The Planned Parenthood clinic in Johnstown will be the only one in Pennsylvania still operating for the foreseeable future. Michael Harrington reporting.
A lot of Venezuelans who fled the Maduro regime for America are Christians, and they are celebrating his removal. In Florida, Pastor Frank Lopez of the Jesus Worship Center began a recent sermon by congratulating the people and thanking God for President Trump. He says it's time the glory of Christ is with you. This is SRN News. An arson suspect admitting to targeting an historic Mississippi synagogue because it's simply a Jewish house of worship.
Stephen Pittman was charged Monday with maliciously damaging or destroying a building by means of fire or an explosive. The weekend fire ripped through the Beth Israel congregation in Jackson, Mississippi, shortly after 3 a.m. on Saturday. No congregants or firefighters were injured in the blaze. Security camera footage released Monday by the synagogue shows a masked and hooded person using a gas can to pour a liquid on the floor and a couch in the building's lobby. Keith Peters, Washington.
Authorities say 100,000 residents in the Texas border city of El Paso without water over the weekend after a major problem with a water main that erupted. Officials say it may be Thursday before it's all fixed. More details, srnnews.com.